got change?
Sure.
85, 95, $1. Thanks, mister.
I woke up on the right side of the bed today. Looks like everything's gonna go my way. I got to the table, there was sushi for breakfast. I thought it was unusual, but I ain't gonna question this. Nintendo says there's a new Donkey Kong game, and they sent me a copy to confirm it's not lame. I thought I'd take a walk, so I stepped outside. Chocolate chip cookies were just pouring from the sky. I turned to my iPod, and what did I see? But a new Spinto Band album loaded up for me. Just when I thought it couldn't get any better, a girl walked up to me, and she was feeling that sweater. She said, "Hi, I'm from Hogwarts, and I'm proud to announce you're accepted into Ravenclaw. You want to see me bounce? I'm not just gonna say yes, I'm gonna holler. I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Oh, what's that? I'm the 100th caller.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Let me tell you about the best day I ever had. Nothing wrong happened, no, nothing was bad. The sky was shining so clear and so bright, there was not a single rain cloud anywhere in sight. I opened up my email and what did I see? A treasure map to find all those lost copies of E.T. for 2600 that were buried in the desert. On top was a note, and I'll read you this excerpt. You found the lost games, now bring them to me. The note was signed by Christina Ricci. It had an address and a plane ticket attached. It didn't take long for that plan to be hatched. I hopped on a flight, I arrived at her home. She was wearing a bikini and she handed me some scones. She gave me her number and she told me to call her. Well, I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Do you need change? I don't have anything smaller.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I could out Mary Sue the both of you two. Cause today I won Monopoly while I was playing Clue. Got the 1%ers to give teachers their salaries. The antimatter bacon that's negative calories. Went back in time and stopped the Boston Massacre with the aid of my real working flux capacitor. Grove Lindsay Lohan when I made a pass at her.
Luke, I need your help.
Sure thing, John Lasseter. I'll do the lead voice in the next Pixar flick, but only if you bring back the Muppet Show quick and greenlight that Roger Rabbit sequel while you're at it.
You'll have it, Dagnabbit.
My new car is an ad-at. She'll be sure to say hi when my tour comes to town. It's me, the Fat Boys, and Digital Underground. Humpty says,
"Yo, Luke Ski, it's time to bust a rhyme."
So I gave him 3/4, 3 nickels, and a dime, cause
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Anything less would be putrid squalor.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
I'd like to state for the record that our girlfriend slash wife slash whatever Carrie is were present for all of the previously stated debauchery. Right, fellas? Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course. Indeed. Naturally. Yes, yeah. Sarah was fine with it, but Carrie disapproved.
That's because she's dainty.
Extremely dainty.
Shut up, Ian!
Don't you think that joke has run its course?
No!
I hate you guys.